everybody and welcome back to Dipti Talks. In this podcast, you can listen to fun facts, fun healthy recipes, science facts and so much more. I listen to this podcast till the end because right at the end of this podcast, you can listen to an amazing fun fact. So let's start. So today, we are going to talk about Indian World Heritage Sites. Now, there are many Indian World Heritage Sites. So today we are going to talk about few of them because there are so many of them and we cannot talk about all of them in this podcast. So we are going to talk about few of them, and there are many groups of them. Like there are caves, there are temples, there are palaces, there are monuments, so much more. So now I'm going to give you some examples. Like for palace, there is Taj Mahal, and for temples, there is Sun Temple. For caves, there is Ajanta Ellora Caves, which is situated in Maharashtra itself. So let's start with Taj Mahal first. Taj Mahal, which is an ivory white marble mausoleum situated on the southern bank of Yamuna River in Agra, India. The construction was started in 1632 by the Mughal Emperor Shah Jahan to house the tomb of his wife Mumtaz Begum, also known as Mumtaz Mahal. It also houses the tomb of Emperor Shah Jahan. The construction of Taj Mahal took over 20 years and an estimated cost of around 32 million rupees. In 1983, the Taj Mahal was designed designated as a UNESCO World Heritage Site for being the jewel of Muslim art in India and one of the admired masterpiece of the World Heritage. Okay, so now let's move on to the next one, which is the Sun Temple, also known as the Konark Temple. The Konark Temple or the Sun Temple is dedicated to the Hindu sun god Surya Dev. It is located in the eastern state of Odisha near the city of Puri. It was built in the 13th century by the king Narsimhadeva. Narsimhadeva. The temple complex, which has the appearance of 100 foot high with 24 wheels and 7 horses. It is carved out of a single stone, means there was such a big stone. And for the disturbance. The stone might be so big and people have carved out it from a simple stone. The Konark Temple or the Sun Temple is famous for its agriculture. Its geometrical patterns and carved wheels are used to serve as sundials. means the very top of it. It has a kind of shape like a sundial, and it is used as a sundial also. So the next one is national parks, and today we are going to, and next one is Kaziranga National Park. The Kaziranga National Park is a World Heritage Site. It is a protected area in Assam and spreads across floodplains of Brahmaputra River. Its wetlands and grasslands and forests are home to bears, tigers, panthers, elephants, and thousands of birds. It is the world's largest population of the Indian one-horned rhinoceros. The park has also been identified as an MBA, important bird area, for its conservation of bird species. Okay, so now the next one is Sundarbans National Park. Sundarbans National Park is a large coastal mangrove forest which is shared by India and Bangladesh. It is a tiger reserve, wildlife, and it is kind of, it has, means it is full of wildlife, and the biosphere reserve in West Bengal. The Sundarban Delta is densely covered with mangrove forests. It is one of the largest reserves for the Royal Bengal Tiger. It is also home to a variety of birds, reptiles, and vertebrate species, including the saltwater crocodiles. It is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Now let's move on to the next one. Okay, only we talked about these three only. Okay, now the next one is protection for our heritage sites. So we should protect our heritage sites because they are like from our heritage only. They are very old also, so we should also take care of them. So first one is prevent scribbling on the walls, participate in regular cleanliness drives, spread awareness about these monuments and their importance. The authorities and civic bodies should be ensured that regular maintenance is done to preserve these sites. This was for the protection of it. Okay, so for the fun fact, in the Wise Owl we have Japan's Mount Fuji looks like it's just one giant mountain, but it is made up of three separate volcanoes, and it is an active volcano. And five stunning lakes surround it, and it is the most climbed mountain in the world. Means people have climbed this mountain. So many people have climbed this mountain, and actually it is a active volcano, means it is really active, and many people have also climbed this. So this was for today, and there is one more fun fact for you all. The Statue of Liberty was a gift from the French people to the people of America as a mark of friendship. So these were the two fun facts for you today, and thank you for listening Dipti Talks, and keep listening Dipti Talks, and bye. Thank you.